Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Financial Friday. This is our weekly show, Money Talks with Dr. Mineta. We are really excited to be back for our new season as we jump start this season off. I want to call it semester. I'm so used to always teaching. As we jump off this semester, and I just want to encourage those that are listening in live, those that may be listening in at a later time, this season as we continue our Money Talks with Dr. Mineta, as we share with you tips and keys and strategies for financial success. During this season, we are going to be sharing with you, even at a greater level and dimension, on financial success, financial freedom, financial deliverance. And so you don't want to miss the show. You do not want to miss what God is going to do through our guests, through the programming, through the various topics and discussions that we will share with you throughout this season here on Money Talks with Dr. Mineta. And so we are excited. God is going to move miraculously through our finances. I have decreed and declared the month of September is supernatural wealth month. This is supernatural September. What do you believe in God for in your life? What do you believe in God in regards to your finances, in regards to your wealth, riches, abundance, prosperity? Our show is just about that, beloved, from a biblical kingdom perspective. If you're listening in for the first time, we send our greetings to you. We send our blessings to you. We're going to have an exciting show today. We have a special guest that's joining in with us in a couple of minutes. Will be joining with us to share an exciting program, project that she's been given along with her husband for the body of Christ, for the people of God. And so it ties right in to our purpose here on Money Talks. And the show is designed to help individuals organize their finances and plan their budget, savings, investing, retirement, and estate. And so the purpose of Money Talks with Dr. Mineta is to teach, train, prepare, inform, and inspire people with life-changing financial strategies to how to manage money, save, and invest their monies and finances. As I mentioned, our program is a biblical program teaching on earning, spending, saving, investing, giving, getting out of debt, wealth building, wealth creating, wealth management. Those are the things that we want to be able to share with you in a greater depth of how God has laid it out from the very beginning. In the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 10, 11, and 12, I want to read that to you this morning before our guest comes, because it's one of our foundational scripture. When we start looking at biblical money and financial principles, God has laid it all out in the Word of God. And now it is our time to really tap in to what God is speaking to you and to me in this time and season, in relationship to God's economy. God's economy and his biblical principles on money, wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. Amen. That is what we call our signature key program, and working with individuals that need coaching, that need teaching, that need instructions to the body of Christ. So when we look at this particular passage in 1 Chronicles 29, chapter 29 and verse 11 and 12. Amen. This is King David is speaking. This is a prayer, and it's a combination of praise and thanksgiving and petition. That's right. And petition, that we can praise God. We can give thanks unto the Lord, and we can petition. We can make our requests known. And so verse 10 starts out saying, therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. That's a key statement right there. Yours is the kingdom of, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Verse 12, both wealth, riches, and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Amen, amen. That's the word of God for the people of God. So, beloved, we see King David, Shepherd David, Warrior David, acknowledging all the wealth, the riches, and the honor all comes from God Almighty. Everything that's in the earth, in heaven, belongs to God. We know Psalms 24 says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So we're settling an all-time question, beloved. It all belongs to God. And then Deuteronomy 8:18 says to you and me that we are to remember that it is our God Almighty who gives us power to create wealth in the establishment of his covenant. Key word, covenant, that he swore with our ancestors, that he swore with our forefathers. So God has laid out instructions, beloved, pertaining to finances and money. There's over 2,500 passages of scripture in relationship to money. Though there are more scriptures on money and money-related topics than it is on prayer, than it's on faith, than it is on miracles, 2,500. And so that gives us a clue, beloved, that God has spoken and God has given us instruction through his word, the word of the Lord, and the voice of the Lord giving us instructions on success, increase, on debt-free living, on business success, on favor, on blessings. All of these God has spoken to us through his word, through the word of the Lord. And so we are excited as we continue on Money Talks with Dr. Manetta, because we're laying out the word of God. in this season, we want to make sure we're sharing with you biblical principles of what God is speaking to us through his word. Create financial success, to create financial independence, to create financial liberty, to go from debt to prosperity, to go from debt to financial independence, to go from debt to overflow, to go from debt. That's right, beloved. We see in the word of God where was the woman with the widow of little oil, the woman that was a widow, and the debt collectors were coming to collect her sons. That's right, beloved. But through the prophet of God, this is found in 2 Kings chapter 4, we see a financial miracle, just like we are decreeing the month of September to be supernatural September, supernatural wealth manifesting in our lives. God changes not as he did for the widow. He will, so as we share with you the road to financial success, your own personal financial independence, how to achieve financial success. That's what my guest is even going to be sharing with you today. So you want to stay tuned as we will bring forth Terry Jones. Is the CEO, co-founder, president of TJ and TJ Insurance Agency. And they are sponsoring a 30-day expense tracking challenge called Ready, Set, Track Your Expenses. Ready, Set, and Track Your Expenses. Terry and others who are looking to be more involved in their finances and to hold each other accountable and reach their financial goals, that's what the 30-day expense tracking challenge is. And the goal is at the end of the 30 days, you will learn more about your spending habits, make necessary adjustments, maximize your money, and even discover the extra money. That's right, beloved, that extra money you need to jumpstart your emergency fund account, in debt elimination goal, or retirement savings goal. That's what you can do after engaging this 30-day tracking of your expenses. And so Terry's going to come and share with us a little bit more in depth about the program. We're encouraging you, my listening audience, to be a part of this program, that you would find a financial buddy and jumpstart your program today. And just a little bit more about Terry B. Jones is Terry is a co-founder slash owner of TJ and TJ Insurance Agency, LLC, also the 9-10 Stewart I Love, Therefore I Give workshop, and the 3 Keys to Financial Success workbook. And as a financial literacy advocate, Terry's mission is to share tried, true, and tested foundational components to financial success. She and her husband have over 20 years experience in the financial, real estate, an entrepreneur and IT arena, and after years of teaching financial literacy through live webinars, seminars, conferences, radio, TV, and book publishing. They have ventured into the next phase of teaching through online courses. So Terry B. Jones will be joining us today on Money Talks with Dr. Mineta. I'm excited to have this woman of God to be with us this morning, to join with us, that we are going to have a great time as she shares about this upcoming assignment, this upcoming vision, this upcoming mission on Money Talks with Dr. Mineta this morning. As I was reading some of her promo materials that she was going to share with us, we have a lot in common. Terry has been one of our keynote lecturers and presenters on the Wise Women of Wealth Global Financial Seminar that was held back in, I think it was in May, and she shared regarding the importance of insurance planning. And so we have continued to support the assignment that's been given to each of us over the last 20 years, and we just thank God for Terry and her husband as they labor in the vineyard, equipping and preparing the body of Christ regarding finance, regarding money management, regarding debt elimination, regarding wealth building and wealth elimination. So we look forward to Terry dialing in and being with us this morning. We are praying that she's able to join with us. In the state of Florida, there was a tropical storm passing over the state of Florida. And so let us pray that technology will hold up and she's able to join with us and get her call will come through. And we see that she has joined with us. We thank God for technology. We thank God, grace, and his mercy and his favor as Terry B. Jones joined with us this morning. Good morning, Terry.
How are you on this Friday? Fabulous Friday.
Amen. Amen. This is Financial Friday, and we are thanking God as we have joined again. This is our first broadcast for the new season here on Money Talks with Dr. Mineta. And so that's why I sent that invitation out to you if you were available to be a part of today's broadcast and to come and share this exciting assignment that you have regarding this 30-day challenge of tracking our expenses. I say the B word. A lot of people get real nervous when they hear that B word, and I'm talking about budget. But this is something that we will be victorious when we come out on the other side of this 30-day challenge, making us aware of our spending habits and behaviors. And I'm adding to it, Terry, our mindset. We have a program that we call Money Mindset that we deal with individuals of looking at what was established as a child. How was money spent in the household? How was money managed in their household as a child? How was money expressed, or what was the language toward money? And so I see not only our habits, but our behaviors and our attitudes and reflect even now as adults how we manage money. So I want to welcome you and thank you for your faithfulness of empowering God's people as a financial advocate, as a lecturer, as a teacher of the Word of God pertaining to money, wealth, riches, abundance, prosperity, that we know that it all comes from God, as I read one of our foundational scriptures found in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 10, 11, and 12, that it all comes from God, and that we want to be wise and faithful stewards over what God has entrusted to us, and like the parable of the talent, that we will multiply it back, double it back, like the first two stewards did. And so we must be aware of our flock. In other words, we must be aware of the income that God has entrusted to us. So we welcome you, and we thank God for you and your assignment in this season. So, Terry, tell me a little about you, and I know you're in business with your husband. And I read your bio. I shared that with our listening audience, and we greet them. They're all the way in Australia and South Africa and the Asian and throughout the United States. But the season that we're in right now, people are seeking for solutions. They're seeking for answers of how to manage their money. And so share with us how this challenge, this 30-day tracking of expenses challenge came about, and your expected outcomes with us this morning.
I will be glad to do that on this Financial Friday. And basically, my husband and I, we teach on financial literacy. We've been doing it. And the first time actually we taught on financial literacy was in 2007. And at that time, basically, we were teaching people how to budget, how to track their expenses so that once they get paid, they would know what it is they have left over to spend until the next pay period. And so that was so strategic because in 2008, the market crashed. And so God was just preparing his people for what was to come so that we would be good stewards, we would know what we had, we would know what we would need and how to maximize the income that we had, because we had to buckle down when 2008 came and everything hit the bad people off and homes and those type of things. And so all it was, and I just believe it was in preparation, you know, that God had us out there, like John the Baptist saying, hey, you know, get your budget together, get your finances together. And now let's fast forward to 2016. We're talking 8 years later. We're talking new beginning, okay? And that's where we are in this month of September, the birthing that's taking place. You know, there are things that God has purposed for his people to do. And we all know that it takes money. It takes money to do pretty much everything that has to be done in the natural and spiritually, okay? And that's why we teach practical and biblical principles, okay? After you pray, it's time to get up off your knees and execute. Do what God has put you on earth to do. And so in order to do that, we need to know, we need to have a foundation laid, okay? You cannot build a house without a foundation. Because you cannot put walls up, you cannot, you know, put windows in, you can't do anything until the foundation is laid, okay? And so with the expense tracking, that is where that comes into play. It is the very first thing that we need to take a look at, okay? And then what I want to say is that it just recently there was a study by Fidelity that said that when it comes to women and money, that many women are more confident in discussing their medical issues with a doctor on their own than talking money and investments with a financial professional. So
yes, I saw that. Yes.
Yes, what we need to do is we, and basically what I want us as women to know, that at some point in our lives, 90% of women will have to manage their finances on their own. So we need to know how to track our expenses. We need to know how to budget. We need to know how to invest. We need to know how to save. Okay, and so that's where this foundational piece, the 30-day expense tracking. So basically the question is, do you have the time, the skill, and the will to do this? Okay, and the reason I ask about the time is because people think, oh, God, that is so tedious. You know, that's just going to take too much of my time to do this here, but it is the foundation. It's just like you're waiting on that house to be built. Yes, it's going to take months. You're ready. You see them laying stuff down. It's like, I want the house. I want to see some windows. I want to see the finished product. But you have to go through the process. And so we all basically need to take the time as we go out day by day. Throughout the day, we swipe our cards, you know, we make purchases. We need to track those things for just 30 days so we can actually see what our spending habit is, okay? And so basically we want to incorporate expense tracking in our financial success strategy arsenal, okay? We want to be empowered, okay, as women, as people of God. And so what is expense tracking? Basically, it's just the who, what, when, and where of spending your money. So as we go out, you know, we buy gas, we go to restaurants, we go to the grocery store, basically we just spend the money. And that money could be in the form of cash. It could be your debit credit card, or it could be a major credit card such as your Visa, MasterCard. So basically, as a good consumer, you know, we work. You know, some people work 40 hours a week, some work more, less, or what have you, but we want to definitely maximize our money that we earn and basically have control over it instead of it controlling us. And so that's where this comes in. And so how does expense tracking work? Okay, so as we spend money throughout the day, we need to write down who we paid, what was purchased, when it was purchased, and where the transaction took place. And we need to account for every cent.
Stop for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let's repeat that, okay? Let's repeat that. But that's critical.
Yes,
Track. You got to track. Mm-hmm. And the reason I stop you is like a good investigative reporter, and you're writing the story. You're going to do what now? The reporter tracks down the details. So you're going to do what? Name those three or four things
again? Right. We need to write down who was paid, what was purchased. Uh-huh.
What was purchased. Mm-hmm.
When it was purchased. And where that transaction took place.
And where it took place. Because I teach that to people. And anything that we're doing, it's the who, what, when, where, and the last question that I would add in with the, I call it the 5W, is why, okay?
That's correct.
Because we unconsciously buy impulsive items at the checkout counter. They design it that way, that soft drink or that pop or that drink that we call it in different parts of the U.S., those chips, that piece of gum. When you add that up, and if you do that every day for 5 days or for 30 days, you can look at, you may be spending a couple of $100 just on impulsive items. So who, what, when, where, and why? I just had to say it.
Yes.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
That comes in with, I was going to say, what happens is if you're able to determine needs versus wants. So that is a part of the why. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Very good. Yes. And so definitely want to account for every cent that was spent, because you may think that only spent $2.25 at Starbucks for coffee a day, but you add that up, okay? You're talking 7 days a week, because most people who buy from Starbucks, they buy it every day, okay? So two times seven.
Not $2.
Right. Yeah, this thing.
It looks like six or seven.
Right. So when it all boils down, you may be spending $60, $70, $80 just buying coffee every day, and it only was $2 or $3, okay? And so
right.
what
right.
does when you actually, now you have, and I call it the power of a pen and paper, okay? There are different ways for you to track your expenses. You can use an Excel spreadsheet. You can download an app. But with this here 30-day expense tracking, I want you to pull out a pen and download the 30-day expense tracking form and write on paper so you can see with your eyes. It's much different when you see something in black and white. That means it is legit. Yes, it's not something you thought, you think, oh, I think I spent, I might have. No, it's in black and white, so you can face your enemy, you can face your fear, you can draw the line and let the enemy know, hey, I see what you're doing, and now I'm not going to have it anymore, and you can raise that up and take it before the Lord and ask the Lord. It's like, okay, God, you know, it's a simple act of obedience. It's like, forgive me for not doing, being a good steward over that which you have blessed me with, and help me to get on track. And so that's what you'll be able to do. You'll be able to get on track as you track your expenses. And the other
I see my phone line is lighting up. How would someone get involved? How would they take the challenge? Someone that wants to accept the challenge. I just got, how do we get in the challenge?
Okay.
I don't want to lose them.
Mm-hmm. Right. A link, courses.tjandtjinsuranceagency.com. You will see it on there. It's the pre-launch free course. It'll say 30 days expense tracking. You just click on there, and it will ask you to go ahead on and register. Once you register, it'll have, it's only three actual modules in there, three lectures. One lecture basically is explaining to you the process. The next one is actually for you to download the form. And then the third one is explaining the form to you, how you can utilize it. And so it's a very simple process and just a matter of us, you know, throughout the day, you know, you can put your receipts, you know, in a grocery bag. You know, if you want to do it at nighttime.
The brown bag. Yes. You know, Terry, it was, if we're getting the persons up to the level of looking at their spending habits and mindsets, and if it takes them putting it in the brown bag, the grocery bag, I'm telling my age now, you know, the brown bag.
I know.
I used to work as an accountant, and my clients would bring their receipts every year in the brown bag or shoebox, whatever will work for you in the next 30 days. Now, again, Terry, give them that website. How do they do that? Give it to them.
Okay.
How they can get in contact and become a part. I don't want them to miss that.
Okay, they go to courses, courses.tjandtjinsuranceagency.com. And they would just go on there and click on it. There are three courses out there, but the one that's free, which is this one here, the 30-day expense tracking, you will see it on there. You just click on there to enroll. I actually have a promo video so you can see, you know, a little bit of what we normally do at one of our workshops and seminars, so you'll get an idea, you know, of what we do also. But that's definitely how you can get it, okay? And then the results. Let's talk about the benefits of this, like you said. It's like, okay, I've done all of the work. What you want to do is basically determine the needs versus wants after you've taken a look at this here, okay? And then you want necessary adjustments. And the reason you want to make adjustments because we're supposed to have in our emergency funds account anywhere from 6 to 9 months of emergency funds. And emergency funds basically is your monthly expenses. You should have those things set aside because, you know, you may have a health problem, you may get ill, you may get laid off from your job, something in the natural may happen, whatever it is. You want to be able to have that money to tie you over until you go through that situation. And just as well as maybe some tires, you know, for your car, your air conditioner go out, whatever the situation is. So you need to be able to fund that. And so once you look at your expenses, you can go in and say, hey, you know what, instead of doing this, I can take this money and start, you know, funneling, you know, $30, $40, $50 over here. okay? Another thing you would want to do as you find discover, you know, there's some money that can be redirected, you can basically jumpstart getting out of debt. You know, there may be some college fund, college loan, you know, a line of credit, whatever that is, you know, you can actually jumpstart that process, you know, with that extra money. And then, of course, you want to make sure that you're properly insured, because some people, they don't have the proper insurance that they need just in case they were, you know, to pass. And even not just the insurance for if you pass, but living insurance. Insurance that can, there's an insurance product that we have that you can access that will be living benefits, that you can tap into it in your retirement age. And then that's the next reason why you want to track your expenses, because you want to make sure that when the silver tsunami comes, which is in, it's already on the Census Bureau, that the silver tsunami is on us. If you're a baby boomer, you're going to be a part of it. You're going to be affected. Even if you aren't a baby boomer, you're going to be affected, because those who are 65 and older are, for the first time in history, going to outnumber those 18 and under. And it's going to be alarming numbers that every day baby boomers are going to be retiring. And we do not want to have one stream of income, okay? And when I say one stream of income, that we cannot no longer count on Social Security to provide for a complete retirement, okay? So we definitely want to have more than one stream of income. And so basically this is what will happen when you take advantage of the 30-day expense tracking. It is the foundation. It will get you ready for the next phase of your financial success. So I just want to
let me ask a question, a couple of things, and I'm doing this for our listening audience. You mentioned the silver tsunami. Okay?
Yes.
And some out there in our audience, like, what is she talking about, you know? And I just want you to tell them what the silver tsunami is. And then you mentioned the second thing is having more than one stream of income, a.k.a. Social Security, then maybe a pension, and then maybe another source of income that's generating some type of monthly investment dividend return. So silver tsunami, what is that? And then when we look at the multiple income at retirement, and I'm one of those persons that will fall in that category, that, you know, 65 versus the 18-year-old, that shift in dynamics that's going to really rock this country in a matter of a few years. It's really close.
Yeah. It is very close. And that's basically the silver tsunami. Basically, if you go to the Census Bureau, it is already estimated that 17 years from now, there'll be more Americans 65 and older than those 18 and younger for the first time in history, okay? And so what that means is that those who will be, they'll be retiring at an alarming number every day. And not only is it going to affect the income, but it's also going to affect the job market. Okay, so if you have, you know, children, grandchildren, they'll be able, you know, to get some of these jobs, you know, as doctors and lawyers. So start preparing them, you know, for these types of roles, because it's going to be a deficit. I mean, it's going to affect us in so many ways. And so the retirement and the Social Security, basically, it may, even though we have paid into it, you know, because of so many people retiring, we may not have, they may not just have enough to go around to everybody, you know, because there's going to be so many retiring. And so that's what it is. So basically your children and your grandchildren, you know, if someone had not properly prepared, you know, for retirement, then their children, grandchildren may have to, you know, help supplement their income, okay? And we don't want that as children of God. And so some of the other retirement incomes other than Social Security and, like I said, a pension fund, I mean, was grandfathered in with a traditional retirement plan. So there's, you know, I'll have those two streams right there. And then, of course, out there, company match 401ks and 403bs, you know, that, you know, if you're in corporate America or if you're a teacher or some type of role like that, you know, you can invest in those types, you know, of retirement strategies. Then there's your Roth IRAs. You can invest in those. Then you have your annuities, fixed annuities, index annuities. And we share the differences in those types of investment strategies as well on a regular basis to my husband and I do a Facebook Live, you know, every week on Wednesdays I do a live Facebook, and I just share all these different types of strategies. And so, and the main thing is, you know, our motto is we are a family helping families have financial success. So if any of these different strategies, you're like, hey, you know what, you know, I don't have these things in place, or I do have these things in place, you know, and I just want someone to look over them, you know, we're here to help you. You know, and so if you want us to help you, even after you've done your 30-day expense tracking, you know, I also have in there for you to contact us to say, hey, I've done this, you know, now help me to strategize. Help me to see, you know, the adjustments that I need to make so that I can begin to, you know, prepare for retirement. So I can prepare, you know, the funding for my child to go to college. There's a product that we have where you can actually fund it so that when your child get ready to go to college, it has the college money that we need, and built-in death benefit and retirement income. So there's so many things out there that's available to us, and it's just a matter of us getting that education, and that's why we're so passionate about financial literacy.
Absolutely. We know the Word of God said, where the people lack knowledge, they perish. And people of God, as we have coming to the close of this interview, it said there's a wealth of well-able, capable people who are on assignment, who have a mission, who have a purpose to financially empower you with the tools, with the strategies, with the tips, like Terry and myself. Take advantage of it, because the next 17 years will come. It's just a matter of what you will prepare today. I want to say, over 30-some years, I've been in the industry. I've been in the financial service industry since the mid-80s. And as I worked with clients over 30-some years ago, I was reflecting where I was encouraging people, as Terry is doing, on setting budgets, on saving $20 and $25 a week, and increasing those deductibles inside of their employee-sponsored retirement programs. And here we are. The time comes. It does pass. You say, oh, that's not me. I have 20 more years to work. I have 30 more years to work. This is not just for the person that's getting ready to retire. If you are just starting out and you're listening in and you're 25 years old and you're just starting to work a job and you say, oh, I can't, I'm not going to be worried about retirement, I'm saying to you, be concerned now. Say now. Do the budget now, because 25, 30 years will come and go. It's only what you do now will be in your future. If I can't say anything else, time from 1984, and here it is, 2016, so for 32 years, the time has come and gone, and your money counts. Your money counts. And so we're coming to the close of our time. I want to thank Terry again. Any closing remarks? We have 1 minute. I just heard my countdown.
Yes. And so how we got basically involved also on a natural reason how we're so passionate, because my husband worked at a finance company where people were coming to borrow between $500 and $2,000. And so what that showed him is that people did not have an emergency fund set up. And so you definitely want to make sure that we have that emergency fund set up. And once you track your expenses, you will definitely be able to see where you can pull from some other parts of spending that you're already doing.